The state says managed care is organized and cost-effective, but Vanessa Kahina of the Western Center on Law and Poverty says some seniors and disabled people were not adequately informed they could keep their doctors to finish treatment.
So even though it might not be a huge number of the total carve-out, it's the people who have much higher needs who also maybe don't speak English particularly well or have disabilities or cognitive impairments.
Notifying enrolled people of their right to continue care is one area in which the state says it's learned from the managed care transition. Toby Douglas is with the Department of Healthcare Services.
4/5 of the time when they know they ask for it, they get it. The problem's been that not everyone knows about this opportunity to get continuity of care, and so we need to do a better job.
Some advocates say the state has handled the healthy families transition well. Others cite concerns about services for autistic kids. At least 1 million more people will be enrolled in Medi-Cal managed care plans in the coming years, in part because of the Affordable Care Act. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.